Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. to join their team. It's Bish, Cakes, and JP running the three-man show today with EB. I think heading to Syracuse to watch Cornell volleyball from Ithaca to Syracuse. Did a little research. If my son ends up going to Syracuse, it's one of the schools he's looking at.
Okay.
None of them are close except Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maryland, I think he's looking at Michigan, University of Miami, South Carolina, and Syracuse.
Right.
That's a long drive.
those are some long drives.
It's a long drive to Syracuse.
Might be hopping on a bird.
South Carolina.
Yeah. That's deep, too.
Yeah, I think he
it's probably nine hours to go to South Carolina.
Easily.
I mean, my kids make fun of my, what was your GPA? Do you remember your GPA in high school? It wasn't a 3.0, was it?
It was nuts.
I had a sub 3.0. I saw my kids' GPA yesterday. It was pretty damn impressive.
Definitely sub. It was, I don't know, 2.6, 2.7.
Yeah, it was not good. It was not impressive.
I couldn't get anywhere now.
It was
now.
Far from impressive.
What could we get into?
A community college.
Yeah.
And then go to a four-year school after spending 2 years at a community college.
I think I had a 2.
Would have probably been my path had I been born later.
I want to say it was a 2.8, but that might be generous. I mean, GPA.
Wasn't. Nothing to brag about.
Let's open up the entertainment page. Switch gears. Touching the Hollywood and entertainment scene.
EP. Driven by BMW of Fairfax, he may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's pal Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models, limited time only. More at BMWofFairfax.com. The most entertaining thing that's happening right now is the TV theme-off that Valdez and I are doing during the breaks. Drab T-shirt is the proctor of the game. Currently, Valdez has a 4-3 lead on me. First guy to five wins.
You blew it, though, because I had to make a call to my wife, and I'm sitting out there, and I heard the Dexter theme song, and you watched all of Dexter, and I don't think you got that one.
Valdez got the Dexter theme song, and I just...
There's a very severe penalty for missed guesses. So.
That's true.
What is the penalty?
It's punitive. It's minus two. If you buzz in and I say Cakes and I hear Dexter theme song and I can't connect with it, then I'm minus two. So that prevents me from just jumping in with random guesses.
I overheard a few.
Yeah.
I think I would have nailed a couple of them.
Well, the Addams Family is a just big swing and miss.
Well, Walking Dead, I watched.
Yeah, I don't have.
But
a
it's all shows
Dead.
That I watch.
What was the last one you played?
You want to
Little House? Little House on the Prairie.
Little House on the Prairie, and I got
Cakes
it.
Nailed it.
Hold on, play that. Play Little House.
I don't think I would have nailed that.
I'll play it off my phone. Let's see if you guys can hear it here.
I didn't watch Little House on the Prairie.
I mean, I didn't watch it like religiously, but I definitely watched it at some point.
I definitely have heard that
like
a billion
when I was
times.
10 years old. Like it was on TV all the time. So it was just in my brain residue.
Right.
Cakes. Do you want to finish the game on air?
I think you should finish it on air.
It's 4-3 right now.
I would freaking love to.
Our buzzer. You have to shout your name.
I told everybody, this is more entertaining than anything that I will do on the EP, and it's not even close.
Well, Jason's been talking all morning that he can't wait for the Diddy updates.
Well, we are gonna once we're done this.
Wait, there's more.
We'll lead with Diddy on the Diddy page.
Okay.
But so, luckily for you and for everybody within earshot, there's only one Diddy story.
So just to flex, currently. First to five, Valdez up 4-3.
He's up 4-3, yeah.
Can you remember the four theme songs you nailed, Valdez?
I got The Simpsons, which is my wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Roseanne.
Yes.
Addams Family.
Yep.
And Dexter.
Those are his four dubs.
I think I might have only been able to nail one of those.
I got
maybe
the Munsters, I got Little House on the Prairie, and I can't remember my third at this point, which is a disadvantage for me. My brain's kind of mush.
All right, let's
all right 4-3. Valdez can close you out. Is there money on the line?
No, it's just bragging rights.
Clear bragging rights.
Actually, you're actually a loser if you win, because that means you watch too much TV.
Well, we all are losers.
Keep in mind.
I want to win desperately.
This is coming off my phone, so I don't know how great that is.
That's fine.
All right,
let's go. This is for the dub, potentially. Oh, I know this.
God, I've heard this so many times. There's a time for love and a time
for living. That's all you get.
I'm gonna be mega pissed when you tell me what it is.
The penalty for not guessing is a big deterrent.
I'm desperate to guess, but I can't afford losing 2 points.
So neither of you are in.
I'm not.
I have a guess. I don't think it's right, but
you can guess. Yeah, sure. Because I don't have anything that I want to blurt out.
My guess is too close for comfort.
It's not a bad guess, but I don't think that's right.
I don't think it's right, but it's in that sphere.
It smacks of like early to mid 80s sitcom.
Yes, definitely.
It's very whimsical and lighthearted. Drab T-shirt, what is that song? Neither of us know it.
The song is from Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
Tony Danza.
Who's the Bolt?
Damn it.
Bolt?
Man, that one hurts.
Same era. Yeah.
I could have pulled even with Valdez with that one.
All right, so now he gets the next one.
Next one? Correct.
If he gets the next one correct, he wins. Right. Yeah. This is high stakes.
Do one more?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do it.
Matt.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I
think he's got it.
Inspector Gadget.
Definitely.
He wins.
It's definitely. Yes, Inspector Gadget.
That was a good match, though.
Thank you.
That was well done.
I'm the winner / loser.
Yes,
good job.
You are the winner / loser. Well done. All right, we may have to revisit that at some point in the future, on and off air. All right, I told you the Diddy page was happening. Your headline, this is from TMZ. Diddy says, I'm not suicidal, but they put me on suicide watch. He was placed on suicide watch at the Metropolitan Detention Center in New York City, but he's not suicidal, at least according to his lawyer. Diddy's attorney, Mark Agnifilo, tells TMZ the suicide watch directive issued by MDC officials was merely a routine measure for, quote, new high-profile inmates. He spent 6 hours Thursday with Diddy at the federal lockup, and the music mogul turned criminal defendant was, quote, not at all suicidal. In fact, the attorney says Diddy was, quote, strong, healthy, confident, and focused on his defense.
Do you think other guys will go down that are famous? I saw yesterday people are combing through old interviews.
What you did there.
And it was LeBron James.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if he was on. See, like modern day, you would think it was a Zoom call, but it was LeBron saying something like, ain't nothing like a Diddy party. I'm talking about being at Diddy parties.
I'm glad you brought up LeBron because you can't watch an NFL broadcast without seeing LeBron James and Kevin Hart doing DraftKings commercials.
Correct.
I'm just going to throw a dart. This is a bat signal. DraftKings, this is a message to you. Kevin Hart and LeBron James are both LeBron's basically a billionaire. Kevin Hart's on his way. Those guys don't need DraftKings endorsements. The guy sitting in the drab T-shirt there across from me, that's not drab T-shirt, JP.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is an Old Glory T-shirt, Kicks.
Oh, Old Glory. I love Old
Glory.
Who
else needs one?
Old Glory DC. This guy.
Right.
These people need the DraftKings endorsement.
I'm guessing they're not listening to you.
More than Kevin Hart and LeBron James.
All I know is thank God for FanDuel. Thank God for FanDuel.
Like JP and I have talked about many times.
You're so jealous.
You guys back to winning horse.
Yep. Like, correct.
That's just Kevin Hart and LeBron take a little bit off their plate. Those guys are super busy. They have big, huge careers. They're good.
Anyway, so it looks like LeBron.
Thank you. That's just an editorial.
LeBron did an IG live with Diddy in 2020, and they say the old video has resurfaced where he said, hey, everybody know, ain't no party like a Diddy party.
Right.
Yeah, He might want to like go back and scrub some of his social media around that era.
Wait till some of the other big names come out at what was going on at these Diddy parties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know if it's going to be LeBron, but there'll be other big names.
Well, speaking of big names and big people, Shaq makes the EP. Shaq is firmly denying that he's the man featured in a viral photo that's circulating online, and he's using humor to do it. In response to rumors sparked by the image, Shaq posted a playful video on Instagram.
Well, what is the image of?
Lip-syncing to Shaggy's 2000 hit song, It Wasn't Me, to dismiss the claims. If you've seen the picture, it's a giant human being
Okay.
Okay, standing in a hotel room, and there's a woman taking a selfie standing in front of him. Hmm. And this large human, now it doesn't show his head. It cuts off like at the upper torso.
Does it look like it could be his body?
Well,
is he naked? I mean,
no, he's wearing clothes.
Okay.
He has his gigantic hands.
He's like hugging on her, lovingly.
His gigantic hands are in this spot on the woman that's posing in
what's
the photo.
What's his status?
He's doing the Janet Jackson bit.
Is he married?
Now, she's wearing clothes,
he's divorced.
Too.
Oh,
he's divorced. Let me see.
There's the picture. Now, Shaq is denying that it's him.
But who? I mean,
Shaq has a ton of tattoos. Like, you might be able to
and
identify him from the tats.
I believe, like, the time stamp of the picture and when it was taken, he's in Atlantic City, I believe, at the same time as this woman is posting the photo in Atlantic City.
He denies
it. What are the odds of that?
I mean, it's definitely Shaq.
And then also, it's 100% she's posting.
It looks like it could be.
Photos and videos of her, like, on stage during one of his DJ sets.
Yeah, because he was doing, like, a club set in Atlantic City.
Yeah, so obviously, like, they know each other.
Right.
He's busted.
At the Harris Casino?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's in a relationship. And she's posting videos of him, like, sleeping on the couch in the hotel room. Right. I mean, he's stone cold busted.
I mean, he's so busted. Trying to claim that it isn't him.
It's just weird because she's, like, 5'1" and Shaq's 7'8".
Right.
Well, why did she let him take the picture?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What a dummy.
You know who needs 1,000 bottles of lube?
Shaq may want to call Diddy and borrow a bottle or 10.
With that munchkin.
Hey, who's the comedian that did the stand-up, the awkward stand-up last night after the game?
Is it Nikki Glaser?
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was so cringy.
Now, this happened after the game was over.
This was after the game.
So,
right.
I mean, there's zero chance that I saw it live, but JP was watching some of it, like, during one of the breaks.
It was called Late Hits.
Okay. And the first minute or so was very cringy.
Oh, it continues.
But she had a few good jokes in.
I think
but
there's no audience.
Bit.
The only people laughing are the people on the set with her.
Well,
it's a weird
set. The guys on the set were kind of uptight, I think.
Right.
Because some of the lines, Cakes were like, that's a good line. Right. She basically was roasting the guys.
Yeah, she was just going down the line, roasting like Richard Sherman, Andrew Whitworth.
Well, there's two more videos, too. She actually does like a game recap where she's weaving jokes and stand-up into her game recap.
Can we hear some of that?
Do you want the game recap or like the...
Just the most cringiest part of it.
No, I think the roast, because it's the non-reaction.
It's the non-reaction.
It's a bad venue. Yeah. Like, if she was doing that a la the roast of Tom Brady and everybody's there drinking, having a good time, and there's an audience.
Yeah, but like,
then it works.
She's doing it on Amazon Prime.
On the set with the guys.
No audience. The stadium is empty. Like, there's just no reaction to it. It's kind of a hard sell.
If I didn't love her so much, I'd be terrified. It's Late Hits with Nikki Glaser.
Hello.
Thank you so much, Carissa. I just have to say it's so nice to finally meet the photo I show my plastic surgeon. But seriously, you are pretty intimidating. You look like the final boss at a country club.
That is actually funny.
But
that
truly, I am so thrilled to be here. I want to be honest, I am pretty new to football. I used to think a two-minute warning was something a guy gave you 1 minute into sex, but every day I'm learning something new. For instance, today I found out that I look like 49ers tight end George Kittle.
Oh, wow.
Where'd that come from?
That's exactly
what I looked at Burning Man. Now, I know a lot of people are probably expecting me to get up here and just, like, roast everyone, but this isn't a roast. Like, you guys didn't sign up for this, so I'm definitely not going to say that Richard Sherman looks like Busta Rhymes on Ozempic. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say that Andrew Whitworth... I'm not going to say that Andrew Whitworth looks like Men's Warehouse Shrek. Or
these aren't Tony bad Denzel. Lines. It's just, she's getting no reaction.
There's no crowd, there's no crowd reaction.
Yeah.
It's just cringy. Yeah. It is.
They need to have like at least a mini audience for her to kind of riff off of.
Do they
get
do
some
that
sort of
for
reaction.
Every Thursday
I think
night?
That was the debut.
It was the debut. It said they're going to be doing it again.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be after every Thursday night game, but they said they're going
to
be doing it
again. They're trying something different. They're trying to shake it up.
Yeah, they're doing who was the original? It wasn't Cal Yendo. Who was the original like comedian that did something on pregame shows? Was it Caliendo?
I think it was Caliendo. I think Caliendo was the OG, wasn't he? He was the first guy.
I feel like
they,
somebody preceded
he's
Caliendo.
He's the first guy they brought in to lighten up those stiffs on the Fox show.
Then you had Dennis Miller, but that wasn't pregame.
Yeah, in the second video, It's just so awkward.
Oh, the game one? Yeah, play a little of the game.
Because, well, no, no, she's doing her set, and you just have these drunk buffoons screaming, like, to the set. You can barely hear what she's saying.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah, play that.
By the way, I just finally saw the Shaq picture. Mm-hmm. It is 100% him.
Of course.
Because the tattoos are beyond the size of the body, the tattoos on the arms.
It was New York versus Boston, a real battle of cities where you could get stabbed at a parade. And MetLife Stadium was packed with 82,000 of New Jersey's singlest fathers. The Jets really needed a win tonight because the Jets are a lot like Bruce Springsteen. They're based in New Jersey, and they've spent the last four decades making grown men cry.
She needs rim shots.
I mean, it's just very hit or miss, man. Like,
I didn't think that. I actually thought that was kind of butt funny. They're like Bruce Springsteen based in New Jersey, and they make 40 years of grown men cry. But you just have, idiots that pounded 12 beers in the stadium going, Nicky!
Yeah, please just go out to the parking lot, pass out on your car, wake up at 6 a.m. when it's safe, and then please drive home. Don't be a menace and get out on the road when you've had 10 Miller Lite tall boys.
It is. It was, but she had a butt funny line where she said, Aaron Rodgers, also known as Throw Rogan.
It's not bad. Not bad. So I guess she's going to do that going forward on Amazon Prime during the Thursday night.
Have fun
night
watching
game.
That.
I think the original might have been Jimmy Kimmel before.
Oh, maybe you're right.
I think that Jimmy Kimmel came before Caliendo.
Right. To close out the EP quickly, Jason is heartbroken that it looks like Jane's Addiction might be done for good. Dave Navarro said, I'm gutted that things ended this way and that so many jobs were lost as a result. May all of our hearts mend together. Obviously, that goes back to the confrontation he had with lead singer Perry Farrell last week during a concert.
Well, Perry Farrell's psycho.
Where Perry Farrell basically assaulted him on stage. They had to pull the plug on the concert. So, Jason, no more Jane's Addiction for you.
I am crushed.
You lost the TV theme contest.
Yeah, I know. I'm crestfallen.
You or Jason. Jason, who knows his weather people.
Okay.
Can remember, because I was looking up the comedians on Fox's pregame show.
All right.
So it looks like Jimmy Kimmel was the first.
Right.
But it says the next year they added a weather person on the show.
Oh, so a like a female.
Can you name the female weather person who was on Fox?
Hold on, what's this on Fox?
She was very attractive.
I can't remember her name, but I do remember the bit. That was back before I was as evolved as I am now, when I wasted my precious time watching stupid pregame shows.
You don't do that anymore.
No.
What year was that?
Right around 2001, I think.
I don't remember.
Can't remember her name.
Jillian Barbary.
Oh,
you remember?
No, I remember.
God, what is she doing now?
Don't know.
She used to do like a morning show in L.A., I don't know if that's what she's doing now.
I think she's still working, but don't know. Should have pulled that.
I can tell you this,
Jillian Barbary.
She doesn't look similar. She doesn't look like what you remember her looking like.
Now she's 57.
She's got some years on her. It happens.
And what is she doing? Good Morning LA?
I don't know.
She used to do Good Morning LA.
No, I would have never pulled that. I know the name, but I would never pull that.
Coming up next, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, and we'll give you Mel Kiper's big idea on how to shake things up in the NFL.